Chapter 2. Beyond the Gates of Azir. Zavaclius, Lord Celestant of the Astral Templars, sat, eyes closed, and listened to the crackle of the storms that raged over the ether domes that ran along the great platform of the Sigmarabulum. He thought he could hear the agonized screams of the fallen in each crash of thunder or snap of lightning as their spirits underwent the process of reforging. Victory at any price, he thought, with a grim smile. He opened his eyes and leaned forward, head tilted so that the light of the broken world bathed his battered features. Zavaclius gazed up at the great sphere that hung in the heavens above the fabricated ring. It was but a fragment of the world that had been, yet still its iron core was as large as any moon. It gleamed with a strange iridescence, casting long shadows across the vast forges, laboratories, armories, and soul mills of the fabricating ring. Beautiful, in its own way, Zavaclius thought. Even so, he wished he were elsewhere. His brother Stormcasts were at war in the mortal realms, fighting to throw back the servants of the ruinous powers. But of the storm hosts chosen to assail Ghiran, the Astral Templars had been held back in reserve. Soon, though, they would be called forth to wreak Sigmar's vengeance on the ruinous powers and all of their twisted followers. Zavaclius looked forward to it. He had a taste for war and longed for the clangor of battle. It had awoken old memories in him and stirred the ashes of the man he had once been before Sigmar had brought him to Azir. The same had been true of them all, he thought. From the mighty Vandus Hammerhand to the quiet Gardus, Lord Celestant of the Hallowed Knights. Gardus, he thought with a smile. He shook his head. The steel soul was the best of them. In him was a devotion to duty that far outstripped that of any other Stormcasts, save perhaps that of Ionis Cryptborn himself. He wished him glory, wherever Sigmar had chosen to send him. Gardus had been left out of the assault on Akshi, much to his disappointment. The Hallowed Knights had yet to be blooded, and when their warrior chambers had been selected to take part in the assault on the Jade Kingdoms, Zavaclius had seen the uncertainty in Gardus's eyes, as if he and his men would not live up to Sigmar's trust. It was an uncertainty that he himself had felt before his first taste of battle. He remembered the moment that silence had fallen across Sigmaron the day the war had begun, the clanging, grinding din that had been so much a part of the daily fabric had stilled, as the great forges and mills had ceased all labour. It had been as though they were holding their breath, waiting for some long and hoped-for moment. And then, into that grim silence had come a sound. A lone bell tolled. It was a doleful, soul-aching sound, and it had carried the length of every great avenue and into every barracks and vault, reaching every straining ear in the celestial city. The mournful toll had echoed off each of the vast pillared structures and swelled to fill the empty plazas until it too at last faded into silence. Then had come the booming clap of thunder that signalled the opening of the gates of Azir, and the beginning of the war. Zavaclius had his first experience of real fighting, not merely training in the gladiatorium or auroch hunting in the wilds of Azirheim, in the assault upon the Brimstone Peninsula after the hammers of Sigmar had taken the Igneous Delta. He found that he had a taste for it. Zavaclius flexed his hands, clad in their gauntlets of Sigmarite. With hammer and sword, he had cut down chaos-twisted Akshian tribesmen and lumbering Korgoraths alongside the storm hosts of his brethren. He and his warrior chamber had fought their way across the Brimstone Peninsula before returning to the Celestine vaults so his warriors could heal. There, Zavaclius attended a war council with the other chamber leaders of the storm hosts and learned how the cloying presence of chaos had twisted many of the realm gates. His fellows had spoken of sentient flames that burned on the Bridge of Fire, and the streams of contagion that burst forth from the archway to the five gates of Ghiran. It was as if the very fabric of reality itself were under assault. The ruinous powers waged war on the mortal realms. To Savaklius, all of this was merely proof that Sigmar had been right to cast the storm hosts into battle when he had. Battle had been joined, and would only end in victory or death. "As it should be," he said out loud. The Stormcasts had been forged for war, and were ready for whatever awaited them beyond the gates of Azir. The sound of his voice was swallowed by the vastness before him. Stars pinwheeled about the fraying edges of swirling nebulas and shimmering galactic coronas. It was a sea of color and light, but eerily silent and stretching into an impossible infinity. He'd never truly understood Gardas's fascination with the precipice of the Sigmarabulum and what lay beyond, but he had to admit that the sight was soothing in its way. He laughed. Soothing, yes, and also invigorating. Here was the sum totality of existence, wrought upon celestial canvas and laid out for his eyes. There was a chill beauty to it, but also a ferocity. The stars lived and fought and died, even as men. Brief flickers of light against the dark, soon forgotten, but always replaced. And if that does not describe the Stormcast, I do not know what does, he thought.
No, Savaklius, never forgotten, never that, a voice rumbled in his mind.
It was a warm voice, but powerful, like a summer storm. Nonetheless, Savaklius found himself bowing beneath its weight.
My lord Sigmar, is it time?
He asked, fighting to hide the eagerness in his voice. The question was moot. Sigmar would not have deigned to speak with him unless the need was great.
Are we to be cast once more into battle?
Yes, Savaklius. The Astral Templars are needed.
Sigmar's voice echoed through his skull like the peal of a bell, shaking him down to his marrow. The God King spoke with the voice of the heavens themselves, and in his words could be heard the roar of comets, the hum of nebulae, and the endless echo of the black between the stars.
Where, my lord? The Green Glades? The City of Branches?
He asked, wondering which of his brother Stormcasts was in need of aid. Where in the Jade Kingdoms would Sigmar cast his thunderbolt? Wherever it was long past time, Savaklius thought. He'd had enough of quiet contemplation. Now he wanted a fight.
The Gaiatract Fen. The Hallowed Knights are beset by an enemy far beyond them.
An image filled Zavaklius's mind. He saw figures in shining armor confronted by something massive and foul, the sight of which filled him with an icy dread. This was no brute monster or champion, swollen by the power of its fell god, but a shard of a god itself. A creature beyond any single Stormcast, Lord Celestant or not.
I am on my way, my lord. The Astral Templars shall not fail you,
Savaklius said, pushing himself to his feet. He rose smoothly, despite the weight of his armor. Helmet under his arm and hammer in hand, he turned back towards the magnificent halls of Sigmaron. He could smell death in the air, but whose, he could not say.
Hold on, my friend. I am coming.